ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Quentin Hull. On your radio, ABC Sport Digital, and on the ABC Listen app.
And just hearing that promo for the WBBL, so Alan Borderfield, this time next week, the Heat play the Renegades in Game 1 and then the Thunder play the Hurricanes. So that's the doubleheader, which kicks off the WBBL this time next week. Earlier in the week, of course, so much interest in the Sheffield Shield. Victoria is the only team which has played three, won three, with the Vics winning by 144 runs over Tasmania. And with all the talk about batting in the top six in Australia, this young man continues to keep his name close to the conversation. His name is Campbell Kellaway, and he joins you now on Grandstand on ABC Sport. Campbell, well done, 147 in the second innings. Another good knock from you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Quinton. Thanks for having me on.
Must be happy to get some runs, and the team. They've started the season brilliantly.
Yeah, it's been a good start. Three wins from three games. So the boys are very happy at the moment. It's a pretty good environment in the dressing room.
So tell us a little bit about how the game played out. It was a pretty low-scoring first innings there. You made 256, Tassie 232, but five declared for 330, and you got to spend some time in the middle with Marcus Harris, who's back among the runs too.
Yeah, it was nice to bat with Harry through the middle there. He had a bit of a dodgy back throughout the week, so he slid down the order to number six. So I think he liked coming in against a slightly softer ball. And yeah, it was good fun spending some time in the middle with him in the second innings.
You're a couple of seasons into your senior career now, Campbell. We know that you had a very distinguished junior career. So I'm just wondering now that you've had a year or two to get used to the senior ranks. What have you learned?
Oh, I've learned plenty so far, Quinton. I'm really enjoying the challenge of playing Shield cricket as a top order batsman on slightly spicy wickets at the moment that we get to play plenty of games on. So yeah, I'm certainly learning a lot. Facing different challenges, different high quality bowling attacks, playing on different surfaces, things like that. It's pretty invaluable, and I guess the only way you can get better is to play as many games as you can. So yeah, I'm enjoying it.
What's the biggest thing you've noticed now playing among the men?
There's probably nothing in particular. I find that one week you feel like you're going half decent, and you're getting a few runs on the board, and cricket feels pretty easy, and then the next week it feels the opposite, and you don't know where your next run's coming from. So yeah, trying to stay level in that sense is a big one for me.
Yeah, and I don't think that's going to change, even though you're 23 now, is that right, Campbell?
Yeah, 23 yesterday.
Happy birthday, Campbell! What did you do to celebrate?
I took a few of my mates to the Derby Day races in Melbourne, so it was a good day out.
Okay, can we sort of divert from cricket for a moment? Because I was there, we presented the show. What a gorgeous day. How did you spend your Derby Day?
It was myself and three of my best mates from school. We were in the Kieran Ichibar marquee at Flemington. So it was a good day there. We had some nice Wagyu beef and there was a couple of lagers as well. So it was a good day out.
Find a winner?
We found a couple of winners, which is good.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a great way to relax. And it must be hard, though, because obviously there are regular times when you'd be playing grade cricket, and we can understand why you didn't play yesterday off the back of a Shield game during the week. But those moments where you get to spend time with friends during a cricket season, they don't present themselves very often, do they?
Not all the time. We're on the road a fair bit, so it's been nice to have two home games at the Junction Oval. So yeah, I've got the chance to spend a bit of time at home with the fam, and with the girlfriend, and yeah, catching up with mates. So you got to make the most of it when you're in town.
You're hearing from Campbell Kellaway, Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Quentin Hull. The Vics, three starts, three wins, winning by 144 runs over Tasmania. The other two games were draws between South Australia and WA at the Wacker, and a rain-affected draw at the Gabba. So your next trip is to Sydney to take on the Blues, Campbell. But I'm just wondering, at this point of your career, when we know that the Australian top six is going to be in a bit of transition, a lot of talk about whether or not you want to open or whether you don't want to face the new ball because of the way that the selectors are sort of looking at things like that, the whole specialist opener debate. How does it rest in your mind?
I think probably before I started opening the batting for Victoria, I was batting a little bit in the middle order to start with and then up to number three. I guess I wasn't really too phased with the idea of opening and whether it was a specialist spot. And you kind of think, oh, yeah, I'll be able to do it. I feel pretty equipped to face the hard new ball. But I do find that once you start to do it a little bit, you find yourself coming out to bat with 20 minutes left in the day and you're trying to figure out what's the best way to play certain scenarios on the go. So, yeah, certainly learning a lot about opening the batting. And, yeah, I guess I could say now I've definitely, learned a fair bit about batting at the top. And I guess you could say I do think it's a little bit more of a specialist role than I might have previously thought.
and have you done that knowing that this is an Australian test team that could be looking for opening batsmen in the next 12 months, 18 months?
It was probably more down to a bit of luck, to be honest. I think last year Matt Short came back into the side and he slid into the middle order. So I just got bumped up from number three to opening the batting. And then luckily enough, I didn't really look back from there.
Campbell Kelway with you on Summer Grandstand on ABC Sports. So with Pete Hanscom and Marcus Harris around as well, I'm really intrigued at the way that cricket teams work, and we know that these two are very experienced guys. Is it still very much old school when you get into the rooms with a couple of old heads that you really want to just take a moment to sponge in what they've got to say about the art? Because both of those guys have been on quite the journey.
Yeah, they have. They're great to speak to in the rooms, talking to Pete and Harry about different scenarios we get put in. Trying to learn off them. Sometimes they'll give you heaps and other times they're pretty locked in on what they're doing. So, yeah, I certainly, guys like Ollie Peake and myself and Harry Dixon, who have only played, I guess, max 30 games, probably 40 games between us, we're trying to learn as much as we can off the old dogs.
And I think you're probably seen more as a red ball cricketer, but you're suiting up for the Stars again for the Bash?
Yeah, I'll be with the Stars. I'll be in green again this year. So looking forward to that when it rolls around.
Okay. And look, you're obviously, you've got your own career to think of, but are you a cricket nuffy? So when the first ball of the Ashes is being bowled, where are you?
Oh, what day is that?
21st of November. Yeah. I haven't even looked up whether or not you're playing. It was more so a question to ask whether you're one of those guys that consumes all cricket or you sort of just go about when you're playing and leave it to that.
I'll be keeping an eye on it, that's for sure. I like watching the KO minis if I do have training or we're travelling or whatever and I don't get to sit down and watch. I do like turning on the KO mini and you get the little 20-minute snippet of all the highlights from the lads. So, yeah, they're always good to watch.
Yeah, you're not alone there. Campbell, thanks for your time. Well battered. I know you went to the races yesterday, but do you have a look for Tuesday? Have you got a help for us? Everyone looks for a tip on the Sunday in between Derby Day and Cup Day.
I got a text from Mum before saying we've got to put our tips in by the end of the day. So I haven't done any research yet, though, so I'll have to get onto it.
Well, I'll give you a tip. Stay on the radio listening, Campbell, because we're about to do our Melbourne Cup preview and you'll hear from Jamie Mellum, who's on the favourite. You'll hear from Chris Waller, who's got five. So we'll do our best to try and help you out.
Perfect. That sounds good.
Good on you, Campbell. All the best against the Blues in your next game, which is, what, tomorrow week?
Thanks, Quinton. Thanks for having me on.